Erwin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Bakoil Ma'arvin U'Mishtatvin. We're going to talk about over here what is necessary in order to make an Eruvei Tchumen. Which type of food do you need? The basic idea is that with Eruvei Tchumen, if you're by your place where your Shovas, which is the terminology of the Mishnahis later on, the place where you are, the beginning of Shabbos is by location A, then that becomes your Tchum Shabbos is the Alpayim Amo around that area. If you want to be able to walk further than 2,000 Amos, you're going to have to set up shop that you have, so to speak, a Mokoim Losheves further away. So until 2,000 Amos away, which you can walk, you can make an Eruvei Tchumen. Putting down the Eruvei Tchumen over there will ensure, will establish that you have a place of residence over there. Thereafter, you can walk, if you want to walk to the next town where there's a drosha, so you can walk another 2,000 Amos past that. The way to set up residence is either by being there physically at the beginning of Shabbos. We'll see more about that in the Mishnayos later on. Over here, what we're dealing with is the halacha of setting up residency by putting an item of food over there. What type of food? That's the subject of our Mishnah. The other case where this is negea, to define which type of food, is umishtatvim, which is shitufei mevois. We have over and over again this halacha that people that have, even in an enclosed area, a mavui, which people walk on together, the b'nei ha-mavui, the b'nei ha-chotzer, there's necessity to establish some type of joint, communal foodstuff in order to establish that we're all living together. We're not separate. If we're separate, then it's a reshus harabim, of course, on the drabonal level. It's a makom of mechitzas. It's not a rishus hayochid. I'm sorry, it's not a rishus haram. It's a rishus hayochid. But on a drabbanon level, takonon shleim hamelech, it's a rabbim because it's a makom that rabbim use in their own way, yechotzer, a mavui. Therefore, if you establish that there's a pot of food that belongs to all of us together, and you kivei that, so what you're doing is you're establishing, no. On a drabbanon level, we all live together. Now, the reason why it says over here, mishtatvim, and which refers to Shitufei Mevois and not Eruvei Chatzeres, which is not the word Mishtatvim, but it's also Eruvin, is because Eruvei Chatzeres, the foods that are listed in the Mishnah, do not work. Everybody knows that when they make an Eruvei Chatzeres in a bungalow colony, whatever it is, you use matzahs. You need pas. The Mishnah over here is going to list, you don't need pas. You need anything that's edible, anything that's food. That halacha is only by Shitufei Mevois, is a Gemara later on in the 8th parak. And also lagabe eruvei tchumim, the food of eruvei chatzeres is more chomer. The Mitzvah Hashem will learn later on in the Masechta why they were mechalek between the two different types of which lechayit, it's the same idea. Shtufim mevois eruvei chatzeres. What type of food? Bakoil, anything edible. Chutz mina mayim umina melach. Mayim and melach, the Mishnah over here is going to explain, are not considered food. Water is what a person needs to be hydrated, but it's not food. Melach, even though it's something you put on food for flavor, it's not food. By the way, flavor, when we talk about something else, cinnamon, is food. Because cinnamon is something that grows, and even though you wouldn't eat plain cinnamon, you'd only sprinkle it on something to give it flavor, it's called food. Melach is really a rock, it's a mineral. So because of that, it's really considered inedible. Grada, the Rav Hashem put into salt, taste, and then we use it to taste our food. Witness the fact that the person that was Mufka from Achnosas Orchim, the wife of Lloyd, was turned into a Nesiv Melach. It's just a telling moshul of this idea. The Mishnah also explains that this is not only negeah to these two halachas. Hakoil nikach bekesef maiser, if a person has mois of maiser sheni, 2 out of every 3 years in the maiser cycle, year 1 and 2, and year 4 and 5. Year 3 and 6 is something else. But in those 4 years, a person from all his produce takes off truma, gives to a kohen, maiser rishon, gives to a levi, maiser sheni, the food becomes kadosh, it has to be eaten b'kedusha in Yerushalayim. The halacha is that you could transfer the kedushas maaser sheni onto coins, bring those to Yerushalayim, and buy in Yerushalayim anything that's edible with that money. What could you buy? What's edible? Anything. Chutz min ha-mayim min ha-melech. It's not food. Hanoide min ha-mozen. A person makes a neder that he's not going to be nene from any food, how's he supposed to survive? Maybe it wasn't nante, he's not going to eat. He's not going to trade in anything. He's not going to get from anybody any mozoin. What's mozoin? Anything edible. Again, mutter b'may melach. They're not food. They're not mozoin. Now the Mishnah says something else. Marvin lenozer b'yayin uli Yisrael b'truma. Interessant. Yankel wants to walk 4,000 amos on Shabbos. He wants to be kever shvisa 2,000 amos away. He has to put down food, which l'chayre is roy for him. There's only one little problem. He's a nozer. He can't put down a bottle of wine. Nozer can't drink wine. He's allowed to. Why? Because I can have by my place of residence something that I can't drink, but I could offer a guest. What happens if I'm allergic, highly allergic to something? It doesn't mean I can't have it in my fridge. So if I'm allergic because I'm a nozer to yayin, I could still serve it to somebody else. Who's the somebody else? Anybody else. Uli Yisrael Petruma. A Yisrael could also offer truma to a kohen who comes to visit his house. I could have truma even if I'm a Yisrael in my fridge. Kohen comes, I'll offer it to him. Sumcha Zaymenei, Bachulin. Sumcha says truma is not admissible for a Ruvei Tchumin for a Yisrael. You'll notice, of course, that Sumcha only argues on the second case. A Nozer B'yayin not. Why? Because a Nozer could really drink wine himself. How's that? He could be Shoyel on Neder. He could be Shoyel al Nidroi, and he'll undo his being a Nazir. Because of that, it's considered Roi for him. The says that Sumchis holds that it does have to be Roi, but if there's a stratagem where it would be Roi for him, even in extenuating circumstances of Sheila Beneder, that's already cool that he could have it in his fridge. That's a he's kind of Shvisa with that. Mashain came by Truma. Let's ask the same question. You could theoretically. A person's mafish truma from his produce. It's only mutter to eat for a kohen. You could be shayel. You could say that you made a mistake on which part of the produce you were mafish, which grapes you were mafish truma is from. So the chayit's also open for undoing. The answer the Gemara explains is very simple. If you're going to be shayel on the nether, you'll get into an even bigger problem because the produce is going to be tevel. Tevel nobody could eat. It's not roy, not for him and not for him. Tevel is also even for kahanim. Now, there's one catch to that. The Gemara goes into a long, protracted discussion. We're just saying over Rashi Prokim to Fiyadiyas that let him be mafresh. The Gemara has a whole discussion, which is very halachal amaisa, about that it could be that certain gzeirois are mutter ben hashmoshes. If a person finds himself in a situation of, let's say, amir la'akum, and it's ben hashmoshes, in certain cases, one is allowed to tell that which is also on Shabbos, only midir abonon, one is allowed to do ben hashmoshes. One of the subjects of discussion is if a person has the food at home, and if he got to take off trumas and maisus. There's an isidir abonon to be mafish trumas and maisus on Shabbos, true. What about ben hashmoshes? So the Rav points out, behemshech, that you have to say, that Sumchis holds that this Isser is true, even Ben Hashmoshes. Therefore, he can't be Mafrish. If he can't be Mafrish, so it's going to make it also. So Sheila won't be an Eitzah. Alternatively, the Gemara also brings that there's a discussion that we're talking about in the Mishnah. How much food does one have to put down for a Ruvei Tchumen? Exactly a share Mozoin Beis Su'udois. Mozoin Beis Su'udas, the Gemara, the Mishnah is later on going to give an exact amount. That amount is exact. Now, let's say you have it as Truma. So what are you going to undo? You're going to undo the Truma, and now you're going to have to be Mafrish again. When you're Mafrish again, you're going to have to take off some of it for Truma and leave the rest as Chulin. That Masho Truma is going to make that amount of food that was there less than the amount of Beis Su'udas. If we're talking about an exact amount of Mozoin Beis Su'udas, you're going to be left with a not amount of Mozoin Beis Su'udas. So it's not going to be an Eitzah to be Shoyel on the Truma, turn it into Tevel, be Mafrish, and thereafter have the rest of it, which is the Chulin, for the Erev purposes. Kivege Cheshman's out all this. There's also a Breiser. Kivege has problems because he's Cheshmaning out what to do with another issue which is brought up in a Breiser. L'chayra contingent on the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Sumchis is can you make an Erev Tchumen on Yom Kippur? How could you put down food on Yom Kippur? You can't eat. So the Gemara says, according to one Lashon, Tolu in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that according to Beis Shammai, the mazon has to be ro'i for you to eat. According to Beis Hillel, it could be ro'i for anybody to eat, which seemingly is the machlokes of Simchas Rabbanan over here in the Mishnah. Who is it ro'i to eat for Yom Kippur? You can feed a child. It's not ro'i for you to eat, but you can feed a child on Yom Kippur. So that would be called also food that you could have in your fridge by your place of residence where you set up shop for Reuven Truman. That would be enough. So Reb Kiveka goes back and forth on which ukimtas to use. What's the pshat in Simchas? Is the pshat because you could be shoyel? Is the pshat over here because it has to be roy only for you? There's a whole discussion about that. Now the Mishnah moves on to something else. Even though we just said, according to the Tanakhama, that you could be ma'ariv with food, even though that food is not roy for you, because you could have in your base dira food that's roy to serve to somebody else. But the food has to be in a place where you could go into. It's only in your house if you could actually open up the fridge. Who can't be in the place? A koyin in a beis hakvaris. Says Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, afilu, I'm sorry. Ulakoyin bebeis hapras. A koyin is not allowed to go into a beis hakvaris, that we know. But a beis hapras is a place that's not a beis hakvaris. It's a place where you have an open field where some tumah was there. There was a kever there at a certain point. 100 amas around the kever were afraid that there might be scattered remains of the kever there. It's a vita suffix, it's only the rabbanon. Therefore, even though this is a beis hapras and a kohen shouldn't go in, the mokum is considered for eruvei tchumen, which is only the rabbanon. Chazal were matir the kohen to be considered as being in the place where the food is, even though batsim he can't go in. Ulakoyim beis hapras. Have you done it? Even in a beis hakvaris where the kohen can't walk in on his own 2 feet, Mark explains he can be carried in on in a box. The box will make a chatzitza and he won't be mekabel tumah from the kvarim in the beis hakvaris. Yochel lelech lachutz. The word over here, lachutz, doesn't mean outside. It means lochoitz. He can make a chatzitza around him, like we said, a shita dev omigdol, which is a box. Velechel, he can be carried in and he could eat over there. Strange. Machloikis Tanoim, but that's the Machloikis. Interesting sidebar over here is that the Boyaz points out, brings from a Magen Avraham, that even though the Kohen can't eat food, the food that's in the Beis HaKvaris, he understands the Magen Avraham means because the food that was put in the Beis HaKvaris becomes Tomei, and a Kohen can't eat food that's Tomei. And he says, well, what is the Magen Avraham talking about? Who said the food over here was Truma? It was chulin. A kohen is not allowed to eat chulin betuma. Not if he eats chulin betuma, he can't. That'll be mitamim. Can go into the Beis HaMikdash. So what? It makes it osur. Truma betuma is osur. We just said that the machloikis between the Yehuda and Tanakama, whether it's considered a mokum that you could enter because you could be carrying a box. What type of machloikis tanoim is that? So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says really the machloikis is even food in a Beis HaKvaris 2,000 amas away. It can't even be used for a Yisrael. Loit the Tanakhama. Reb Yehuda holds even a koin. He just says a koin bebeis hakvaris, just to add the chiddush that he could be carried in a box. But really, like is bechlal. Can you use a beis hakvaris? A beis hakvaris is a place that's osa bano. Kvorim, mesim, things that are used for a kvorim are osa bano. Can you use that mokum as a shelter for your eruv v'tchum? What's a talian? We have a klal called mitzvus lav lahodnes nitnu. Now's not the time to go into the scope of it, but suffice it to say that the Gemara says that there's a machloikis over here, because we're going to see later on the Mishnayis that a Eruv Tchumen can only be made L'Shem Mitzvah. It's not a free-for-all, you want to go for a walk. You put an Eruv when you want to go here, Drosha, you want to daven with a minyan, etc., in the next town. Because the Eruv is being used for a Mitzvah, the Eruv itself is food. But the Eruv is being used only for the purpose of a Mitzvah, therefore, maybe it comes under the heading of mitzvah slav lahodnes nitnu. So you can use a suran, you can use a kever to shelter your food, or maybe not. That's really the nidoin over here. The Gemara adds that after your mitzvah, you went to the next town, you davened. Now your food that's here is really serving no mitzvah purpose. It's not facilitating traveling for a mitzvah. So you don't have the head to mitzvah slav lahodnes nitnu. That goes into the machlokes tanoim over here, whether the mokum of a basic verse can be used in the first place for the Eruv Tchumen. We'll add one more detail. If you're talking about Eruv Tchumen being a mitzvah or not, Interesting, the machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether when you put down neruvit chumim, you make brocha shekel the shonim mitzvah sivit zivon al mitzvah eruv. Eruvichet says takonam shleim amelech. Eruvit chumim is a way of facilitating getting around the isa chumim. There's a mitzvah in that. The Rambam holds you make a brocha. The Ravid wonders what type of mitzvah is that. Seems that the Rambam holds that since the dinder abonon, the takona therein that facilitates keeping that halacha and still being able to go itself is an expression of a mitzvah. You say Asher Kedushon Mitzvah of Tzivanu. Interesting machlokes. Mishnah Beis. Ma'av bitmai. We're talking here about foods that are questionable usage. Tmai is something that's a suffix, whether trumas and maizes were taken off. Without getting into all the details, tmai is only a chumra derabonon. Aniyim are allowed to eat tmai. Therefore, ma'arvim b'tmai, even though it's not your choice of food, because most people are not allowed to eat it. Uba ma'isirishon shenit l'trumasoy. We're talking here about ma'isirishon. Even if truma g'doyla, the way to trumas and maizes are supposed to be done, is you take off truma from the produce, then from the tevel you take off maiserishin. From the maiserishin, the Levi has to take off trumas maiser and give that minute amount to a kohen. What happens if before the gemar melacha, which is the time that truma becomes a chiyuv on the produce, maiserishin was given to a Levi, because it's not really the time of truma, so the Levi then does not have to be mafresh truma from it to take off to give to the kohen. So that's what we always call all over Shas, Maiser Rishon Shenit L'Trumasoy. Maiser Sheni V'Hegdish Sheniftu. Like we said before, Maiser Sheni is Kesef that was Nifta onto Eichel. The halacha is the one has to be Maiser V'Chaymish. When he does the shekel amount, the money amount, he has to be Maiser V'Chaymish onto Dmei Pinyan. He wasn't. It's not Ma'akiv. So Maiser Sheni V'Hegdish Sheniftu, even though it was done not in the optimal way, the food is mutter to eat. V'Kehanim B'Challah U'B'Truma. Kehanim certainly are allowed to eat challah and truma, even though a Yisrael is not allowed to eat, but we're talking over here about Kehanim. Aval Loi B'Tevel. Tevel is also to eat, like we said before. Loi B'Maiser Rishon Sheloi Nitla Truma. So Maiser Rishon, where the kri, the produce, did not have trumas taken off. So if the owner of the produce was mafresh ma'isirishon, which he's not supposed to do, he gives it to the Levi is mechuyev to be mafresh truma gedoyla and trumas ma'isir. So that's what we're talking about. Ma'isirishon sheloi nitla trumasoy. Or ma'isir sheni v'hegdish sheloi niftu. So we're talking about that it was nifta sheloi ka'alocha. The Gemara makes an akimta over here. It was nifta with a coin which is deficient, what the Gemara calls an asimoin. Nasimon is the coins that they used to use for the phones. In Ivrit, over here it's called an Asimon. That's where they got the word from. Is a coin that's not that shouldn't be used. Doesn't have a tsura. It shouldn't be used for Maaser Sheni. Therefore, the pidyon is not chal. Therefore, the food is still Maaser Sheni. It's out of Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to eat it. I might point out something which is really part of Mishnah Aleph, in that luchot tevel should be mutter because you can put it down. When the Shabbos comes in, Ben Hashmoshes, we paskin, like we mentioned before, that shvus, the marshal of a person that has food that he wasn't mafish shums and maizes, he's allowed to do it ben hashmoshes. We don't paskin, like we said before, that you're not allowed to do a shvus. You are allowed to do a shvus. Imken lahalochu lemaisa, lechere tevel is roi lafrosha. If you have enough to be mafish and you still have enough of a mozim beisudes. So Kivega makes the cheshman over here from the Gemara, that this, that it helps, the fact that he could be mafish. Right now, it's not roi lachilu. The fact that there's an eitzah only helps when we're talking about yayin, where you could be shoyel, or theoretically truma. It's roi to somebody else. Yayin is roi for somebody who's not a nozer. Truma is roi for a kohen. Over there, it helps to be matter for him specifically with some type of eitzah, with a patent. Mashenkin, over here, we're talking about tevel. Tevel is much machos asuris. Machos asuris, the fact that you could turn it into something that's mutter. But right now it's Machol Zasurus. The Eitzah of being Mafish, Shumas, and Maisus, Ben Hashmoshes, will not serve it now to be considered something that's Roy Lachila. Here we have another halacha. Sheleche Ruve Biyad Cher Shoit V'Kotten. These three categories are always, they came at Kinyonim, they also can't make shlichus. There's no din shlichus on a chashu chershet v'katan. Therefore, Shalech Aruve, since he can't give over to them the shlichus of making a chalois shvisa, of being miyachin a mokim shvisa, and saying, poit hey, eruv, shal ployni, so he can't send it biyadai, biyadam. Oy biyad mi sheni moide v'eruv. What we're talking about over here is really dealing that we have, like, any moide v'eruv is a kuti, or somebody else who doesn't recognize takonos chazal, and therefore he's considered an eni moide v'eruv. It's a new category in Misachas Eruv, an eni moide v'eruv. Therefore, his halacha is that he has a din that he can't be koivea, shvisa, or make other dinim of eruv for anybody else. By the way, we'll see later on in Yitz Hashem that a chashu can make eruv chatzeres. It's more kal than eruv chumin. But an eni moide be'eruv cannot establish eruv chatzeres. Vim omar la'achel lekabli mimenu. Let's say he sent the food with a chashu, but he's watching, the Gemara explains it, and he sees... It's 2,000 amas away, he's looking at binoculars, and he sees, he appointed somebody else, he called before Shabbos, somebody else should take the food from a chashu and put it down in the established place, and be kiveh shvisa for him, hareza eruv. And it's a no-brainer, what's the difference if you use the cotton to carry the food, or you put the food, attach a drone, and send the food 2,000 amas to somebody else. The chiddush over here is, even though you didn't see that person putting down the food, the Gemara has a klal. Chazoka al shliach oiser shlichusay. You sent somebody for a job, you could assume, even though there's isav heter ramifications, you're going to be walking on Shabbos, chil Shabbos. The halacha is you're allowed to rely on the shlichus that it was done properly. The Gemara actually says that shliach oiser shlichusay is for sure true as a general rule when in need of a psak in terms of isurim derabbanon, such as Eruv Etchumen. In terms of an Issa Deraisa, and there are other cases in Shas, Moshul sending a get, etc., etc., Lav Dafka over there, that you'll rely on the Shlichus. Kivega brings a dogma of this, the Gabi B'dikas Chometz. Could you send a Shliach and rely that he carried out B'dikas Chometz? Kivega says B'dikas Chometz Derabonon. A Kotlin, Kivega points out from other Sugis in Shas, there's no chazok on a cotton that he was a shlichus. The reason why we said by a ruve tchumen that a cotton can't do it is a chsarn in shlichus, not a chsarn in emonus. Mashenkin by a ruve chatzeros will rely on a cotton, but only if we know that he did it. There's no chazok on a shlichus, sorry. But in hilcha shlichus, they will make you that a cotton could establish the joint communal kitchen in order to be matir the din of a ruve chatzeros. That's a cooler that we have, that we don't have, by Eruvei Trum.